A little slice of the sublime as we prepare to welcome our guest this hour in advance of the 2018 Springfield Rotary Club Food Truck Competition. It is this Saturday from 11 to 8 at the Veterans Park, right? Isn't that right?
That's right, Nikki.
It's my pleasure to welcome the president of the Springfield Rotary Club, Mr. Ross McGregor. Welcome back. You come around. Is this your third time here?
This is my third time. I look forward to it every year.
I do, too. This is the fifth annual of this event, and it's about having fun, about gathering together and eating some truly fine food, but it's also about doing some good in the community, and that's the work of the Rotary Club. Tell us about some of the accomplishments over just these 5 years that you've managed for charities in our region.
Sure, Nikki. You know, the Springfield Rotary Club is very proud to host this event for many reasons. It is our largest fundraiser as a club, and we have been able to increase our fundraising and therefore increase our ability to go out into the community and help folks with worthwhile projects. So we primarily work with service to people with disabilities, and we have a very active, that's a very important component of our club, and we're able to do more and more and help more folks who are finding the need for help. And we also have an international component to our club. We do an international project, and our focus there is working with the country, the African nation of Lesotho, which is located wholly contained within South Africa. And we have worked there with an orphanage and helped build an orphanage and continue to help support those activities in Lesotho.
I think we talked about it last time, but remind us how, and what an interesting country within a country. How did the Springfield Rotary Club make this connection to this country in Africa?
You know, it's a great story. We, as a club, were looking for an international project to become engaged with. And it just happened, it was happenstance that at one of our meetings, there was a student Rotarian visiting us, and she was from Wittenberg. And she needed a ride back to campus after the meeting. So my wife, whose office is close to campus, offered to give her a ride. And as they were driving back to campus, Leslie was her name, she mentioned that she had just returned from Lesotho and gone with a group of Wittenberg students, where there's been, for many years, under the leadership of Dr. Rosenberg there, a group of Wittenberg students that go for a six-week stint to do projects. Scott used to be in the Peace Corps and was stationed in Lesotho. And so he has been leading this group for many years. And it kind of clicked with us. If there's already a presence from Wittenberg, why not, as a Rotary Club, just try to join forces and maximize,
bolster.
And through Scott, we were introduced to many folks over in Lesotho that were instrumental in helping us get up off the ground and start to do a lot of very, very worthwhile projects. And I might add, perhaps the biggest honor for us as Rotarians, and also in recognition of the great work that the Wittenberg students have done, the King of Lesotho, King Letsi, was just here this past spring to deliver the commencement address to Wittenberg University, and it was quite the experience.
We're talking with Mr. Ross McGregor. He's the president of the Springfield Rotary Club, and also in charge of the entertainment at this Saturday's events up at Veterans Park in Springfield. It starts at 11 and goes until 8 o'clock at night. Tell us first about some of the food that's going to be available there. I heard something about lobster.
We have, if you want it, it's there. It's kind of, I mean, it's, you know, what's kind of, I think, is neat about the food truck competition and other events similar is that you'll often see a food truck parked on the corner here and there, and maybe it's one you like or maybe not, I don't know, but it's just, you know, kind of solo. Here you've got 38 food trucks from all a wide geographic area that are, you know, out of state, that are all coming in. And they're all right there. So if you enjoy sampling the creativity that these really wonderful chefs are making out of these food trucks, and you want to have a wide variety, this is a great event because it's all right there. So we try to provide an environment where people can come down with their families, bring lawn chairs, blankets, tents, what have you, and camp out for the day and just go back and forth and check all the food trucks out, you know, sample what you like, and, you know, just spend the day down there in the park.
You can find out about this and I think a full list of all of the food trucks there and a whole bunch more at springfieldfoodtruck.com. That's all one word, springfieldfoodtruck.com, and it'll lead you to directions and where you can park, the whole nine yards there. And not just eating, Mr. Ross McGregor, you're also in charge of the entertainment. Tell us what we can look forward to. The entertainment starts at 11.
Yes, this is my fifth year chairing the entertainment committee because it's something that's in my wheelhouse. I enjoy throwing parties and I like music. And so, you know, you gravitate towards what you know. So this year, we've got some returning performers and we've got some new performers. We will have the starting act will be Andy Fox. He is a well-known solo guitarist performer in the Springfield area. And plays really a wonderful, wonderful guitarist, great voice. And it's just a nice, easy way to start off the day around 11 o'clock. You know, you don't want to get right into it off the bat.
A little solo singer-songwriter.
That's right. So that'll start us off. And then we have a new act coming in, Todd the Fox.
I love him.
Todd the Fox follows Andy Fox. Double Fox.
Double Foxed.
Outfoxed. So Todd the Fox is going to be performing for his first time at the Springfield Rotary Food Truck. I'd been made aware of Todd the Fox and, you know, his blues and, you know,
and a little bit of rockabilly, a little bit of Elvis in there. You'll get some Johnny Cash. In addition to being a fabulous performer musically, he's actually just a great entertainer. His stage banter is definitely worth the trip itself. That's great.
Oh, we're very excited to have Todd the Fox with us and looking forward to, you know, that'll help perk things up a little bit.
Right.
You know,
everybody listen up.
That's right. So so after Todd the Fox, another new act to the food truck event, although they have performed around Springfield, True Love. And True Love is a family group, a trio, mother, father, and daughter.
Aw, and I love family bands.
Absolutely. And I think they're going to provide us with a lot of good soul classics and R&B, and they are very, very well liked in the community. We're very happy to have them join us this year at the Rotary Food Truck Competition.
And I'm imagining there's at least some sort of a good chance that an Aretha song might come out just then.
You don't know. You know, perhaps they're listening, and you never know if a request might be made, but it would certainly be appropriate, without a doubt.
That's the True Love Band. They start at 2:15, then at 4 o'clock.
At 4 o'clock, we have very exciting. We have the group Omega Point making their triumphant return to the food truck event. And Omega Point is a great group, very, you know, rock forward type group. And they played 2 years ago, and that was their finale. As a group, they were saying, "Okay, we're done."
Now
that was it. These guys in Omega Point are all professionals. Okay, their day jobs are serious professional day jobs, and then they get together and you know, rock out at night, and they're just and so competent professionals during the day, talented
degenerate rockers at
I didn't say that, but I'm not going to disagree. Talented rockers at night. You know, they, bands, they have, you know, periods of expansion,
dormancy.
So Omega Point took a little hiatus, and here lately they've been doing a few exclusive engagements, kind of sticking their toe back in the water, as it were.
So they got the band back together.
They got the band back together
for the food truck rally. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're really excited to have Omega Point with us this Saturday, and I know that I know all these guys, and I know they're going to put on a good show.
And then at 6:30, bringing it all back home is Red Idol Rejects. Tell me about them.
Another new group to the food truck event this year, and they're from down around the Cincinnati way. And I would give them a good solid country rock genre. And that is, you know, I think they do a lot of, they do some covers, but they have some original tunes as well, a very high energy. And that will close out the food truck competition this year as far as entertainment is concerned. So we're very excited. I think we've got a very balanced lineup of musicians, and everyone is of very high caliber.
There's entertainment for the taste buds and entertainment for the ears.
Absolutely, Nikki.
It's all at the 2018, that's the fifth annual Springfield Rotary Club Food Truck Competition. And there will be people walking around, actual judges who will, you know, culinary qualifications. And they'll report back, and there will be a prize to one of the trucks.
One of the reasons we are successful in attracting so many quality food trucks to the event is that, yes, there is a competition, and there is a substantial prize. And just a few years ago, we instituted a People's Choice Prize. So, you know, everybody gets to vote. Everybody's
cool.
A judge in,
yeah.
in one respect or another.
Yeah.
But there is a formal judging process that is done by local culinary experts, various chefs and whatnot, and they will sample. We ask each food truck to bring one of their representative dish of what they consider to be, you know, their
quintessential to them.
That's right, and bring that in, and the judges take notes and taste, and then they have the very difficult job, I'm sure, of distilling it down to a grand prize winner who gets $10,000.
Wonderful.
So naturally, there's some interest in coming
and
to this
coming.
Event. Yeah.
And being the best you possibly can.
That's right.
So you know that at this year's Springfield Rotary Club Food Truck Competition that it's going to be the best of the best. You can find out more, including a list of the various trucks, also a list of the performers at springfieldfoodtruck.com. That's springfieldfoodtruck.com. We've been in studio with Ross McGregor, the president of the Springfield Rotary Club. And just real quick, run some of these numbers for us. In this 5 years,
sure.
You guys have really put some road under the tires.
Oh, absolutely, Nikki. So, you know, we've raised over $100,000 that, as I mentioned earlier, you know, our Rotary Club has been able to put back into our communities and our international projects. You know, as Rotarians, that's part of our mission to be helping folks throughout the world and in our communities. And so this money, you know, our annual Christmas party for children with disabilities at Wittenberg every year as, a beneficiary of the funds that we raise here. But also, more importantly, we've been able to increase more than 70% the number of individuals that we've been able to help. And, you know, that's a very good metric as far as we're concerned. So we've had, you know, over 50,000 people over the course of the years have attended. And
so that's averaging, well,
yeah, 10,
not even
000,
including
yeah.
this year. I mean,
yeah.
So
oh,
it's
yeah.
more than that, like 12,000, right. 13,000. That's amazing.
And 78 food trucks from over four different states have been to join us. And of those, I know four trucks in particular have been here every single year.
Wow.
So that's pretty good. $63,000 have been awarded to 19 various winners, and including the People's Choice Award winner, which was inaugurated last year.
Makes me want to start a food truck.
Yeah, well, that's right. Have truck, will travel. And so we've had, you know, 10 different bands. Another thing that I think is very interesting is we have been featured on several television segments.
Very cool.
Including the Food Network. They came in when they were having a food truck
survey of some kind.
And they were down there filming.
How cool.
Yeah, it was on the Food Network out of Canada, but then it also was aired here in the States as well. And they followed a food truck that was ended up being the champion that year.
Wow.
And it was pretty exciting to know that the Food Network was roaming around filming and checking it all out. So
15 years ago, food trucks were, maybe you'd get a hot dog or a burger or something, and then something wonderful happened. And this notion of mobile kitchens just really, really caught on. And
I think a lot of talented chefs just lost it having to go to work every day and decided I want to cook, but I want to do it on my own terms.
I'm going to be on this corner today.
Yeah.
Well, the Springfield Rotary Club bringing it all together, sort of the best of the best for us this Saturday up at Veterans Park in Springfield. It is the 5th annual. The music starts at 11, goes until 8 o'clock in the evening. You can find a list of all of these and so much more if you point your browser to springfieldfoodtruck.com. Again, that's all one word, springfieldfoodtruck.com. Ross McGregor, president of the Springfield Rotary Club, thank you for coming back and keeping us up to the minute on the goings-on, and congratulations on many of these past fabulous events, and best of luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you, Nikki. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you as always, and look forward to hearing some more Aretha.
Honestly,
in the near future.
You will. I'm going to sprinkle Aretha in for the probably the rest of my days. Wanted to play one just for fun, though. This is a Weird Al. SpringfieldFoodTruck.com. That's all one word, SpringfieldFoodTruck.com. You can find your way up to Springfield and have fabulous food, and all for a truly, truly good cause. Ross McGregor, thank you.